Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Eric Foster from Canandaigua, New York. 3 years ago, drug dealers were trying to kill him. Today, he works for the federal government. You say you grew up with the business of church. Share with us your struggles, Eric, and how you were able to overcome them.
I remember when I was growing up with my grandparents, life was tough. It was fair, but it was tough. And I learned how to sit still and be attentive. I learned how to speak to my elders, only when spoken to, of course. those were the days of, you know, spare the rod and spoil the child. The business of church was shown in other ways. The consideration of appearances was given much weight. You know, they're saying the right thing, the right way. It was a must. But personal struggles with family issues like infidelity, alcohol, drugs, and domestic violence, they were kept under wraps. The rampant existence of the business of church, you know, I could see it.
Was the church, in your opinion, especially at an early age, was that a help or a hindrance for you later on in life?
I had a Joseph's type of life. A lot of stuff happened that at the time, I would say it was bad. But after the journey, going through the journey, and at this point, I look back and I say, had I not experienced those things, I wouldn't be blessed with the sentiment that I have, with the sensitivity, with the appreciation that I have.
For our listeners who aren't familiar with your life story, we have so many people that call in struggling with addiction, whether it be drugs, alcohol, sex. You've done it all, Eric. Share with us, if you would, your story and that moment where God stepped in and turned your life around.
There were many moments because I'm a pretty stubborn guy. Made a profession of faith when I was 12, baptized. As I got older and I started seeing more of the world, I started picking up some things that were not beneficial to me. I picked up bad habits, and I experienced a trauma when I was 19. A young lady that I met at another affiliate church of ours, I asked her to marry me. She said yes, and in a short period of time, she changed her mind and gave me the ring back, and I was devastated. And like so many Christians, we really thrive when things are going well. But when things get difficult, that's where the maturity and the spirit kicks in. And I was immature, and I blamed God for my emotional hurt. It took me 35 years to give up fighting God. But for the next 35 years, I was in and out, wrestling with this hurt, this injury that I had perceived at some point that if I was a Christian, that I was never supposed to experience any discomfort. I got caught up in selling drugs, using drugs, and participating in morally reprehensible behaviors. I found myself emotionally, mentally, and spiritually bankrupt.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week, Eric Foster from Canandaigua, New York. Do you remember that exact moment when God stepped in? Where were you? What were you doing?
I was in a crack house. It was 3 years ago. I was on probation, and I was afraid to go outside. I was in this crack house, and drug dealers were threatening my life. And at that moment, the noise in my head stopped. The pain, the hole in my spirit started to become filled. And I had a moment, what they call in recovery circles, I had a moment of clarity. And the Spirit of God spoke to me in that moment and said, this is not where I intend for you to be. And somehow, I don't know how, it was just through the grace of God, I was able to make a phone call, and God has placed people in my life that were praying for me over years and years of watching me struggle. And they were relentless in their pursuit of God for his healing and transformation in my life. And I called the person and I said, you have to come and get me because I'm going to die out here. And I don't believe this is where God wants me. And for the first time in many, many years, I felt a sense of peace. And it has been 3 years that God has just been blessing me. At that time, I was in fear of being prosecuted by the federal government for crimes that I had not been held accountable for. And in 3 short years, God took the obsession and the compulsion for drinking and drugging. From that moment, I have not had a craving. And just to let you know, Bill, that same guy who was in fear of being prosecuted by the federal government is today a federal employee.
Once you figure that one out, let me know, because I'm dying to know. A convicted felon now works for the federal government. How you were able to overcome your addiction and where you are at now in life. And like you said, it's amazing what the Lord can do with a lump of dirt.
Going right back to Adam. He formed him out of dirt, breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. And from that, we are all descended from that greatest creative act. And I do not want to miss an opportunity to let someone know that they are so much more, that we are his masterpiece.
That's Eric Foster from Canandaigua, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.